day, listeners. I am your host, Taylan McClurg, and as always, you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. I had the pleasure of chatting with Angela Moore, who is the Complaints Advisor and Promotional Agent for the English-speaking community for the Centre d'Assistance et d'Accompagnement aux Plaintes d'Estrie, CAP-Estrie for short. She highlights the work of the organization and the important role it plays here in the Eastern Townships.
So, Angela, I just wanted to start off by thanking you again for being here and for speaking with me about CAP-Estrie for short. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here and to pass on the very valuable information we have to share.
I just wanted to begin by asking you exactly that, Angela, was to please tell our listeners about CAP-Estrie and what exactly you are and what does a CAP do exactly?
We are a nonprofit organization located in Sherbrooke, but we cover the whole administrative region of Estrie, which includes La Haute-Yamaska and La Pommeraye. Basically, what we do, we have two mandates, one by the Minister of Health and Social Services to assist users and accompany them if they wish to complain about said services. So we can get into more details later about the different facilities this covers.
Yes.
But our second mandate is also it's by the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, and it's to assist seniors in certified private seniors residences with their lease issues.
Okay. Now, like you mentioned before, going into more detail, what sort of complaints do you handle exactly? Are you able to provide some examples of cases within the health and social services where the CAP has stepped in and made a difference?
So some of the examples, of course, I can't get into, very much detail because we do have confidentiality rules.
Sure.
But some examples would be mental health services. So someone was supposed to receive a mental health service and did not, and they wanted a follow-up and they never got it. So they wanted to make a complaint to say that, their mental health has deteriorated. Also, we commonly see doctor errors. So if a doctor made a mistake, gave someone the wrong medication, or has injured a person, they can make a complaint. Clearly, I'm just going to specify here, we are not there to sue the hospital or sue the doctor. It's not legal. It's really to make services better. Another example that I see as an English-speaking advisor is the request for English documentation. So if you have in your file certain documents, intervention plans, and things like that that are only in French, we've had complaints where people have requested to have those documents in English.
Okay. So it's really just about supporting the user and getting access to these services that they've reached out for, that they were promised.
Yes. So we can't promise that they would get the service,
mm-hmm.
but if it's not for them, it's for other people who might be going through the same thing. So like I said, our goal in collaboration with the Complaints and Service Quality Commissioner is to make services better.
And before we had this interview, you spoke a little bit about the commissioners. I was wondering if you could go into that again a little bit more.
Yes, so they are the long name that we just say commissioner, but it's the Complaints and Service Quality Commissioner. And what they do is they're mandated by the law to investigate anything, any service that is not up to par, or if, for example, a user has not received service or is receiving a bad service, they will look into if there's any recommendations to be made to the institution to make it better.
Their role is really the investigating the actual situation, whereas you're just supporting the person who's trying to access the service.
Exactly. From what I've seen from multiple cases, usually when people are calling us, they've gone through something really emotional, and it's not easy for them to first off navigate the healthcare system. And then on top of that, they have to deal with the emotions they're feeling and then figure out how to complain. And then some are wondering if they have to do it in French, which they don't. They can make a complaint in English. So it's a very difficult process for some people. And they just like to have that support. Like, did I do this right? Did I include all the correct documents? Am I missing anything? And we're really there for that.
Yeah, having like a second eye to go over everything and
Exactly. And on top of that, we can actually sit down with them if they're having a meeting with the commissioner. If there's phone conversations that they're not sure about, we can actually accompany them through those phone calls as well.
Yeah, because there are some processes and probably terminology that people are not knowledgeable of that I'm sure they need your help in understanding the situation a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And some don't understand the complaint process. So mm-hmm. we're there to be like, okay, so the commissioner has accepted your complaint. Now they have 45 days. If something arises in the 45 days, here's how we can help you. And then here's where we can do after the conclusion as well, because we can help people go to the Quebec Ombudsman.
Yeah, so it really just brings them step by step as to how to go through it to ensure that they have that information for whenever they do need to make a complaint.
Exactly.
Now, the Fédération des CAP, which is the organization that oversees all of the regional CAPs in the province, recently made a video to make the population aware, in particular the English-speaking population, that they have access to this service because, from what I'm understanding, it's not really being taken advantage of. Can the same be said for the CAP Estrie? Is there as many English citizens using the services that you hope to see, or do you want to see more people taking advantage of it?
I would love to see more people taking advantage of it because, like I said, the healthcare system is not the easiest to navigate. And I find from what, as an English speaker, I know sometimes we like to complain amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if the professionals are unaware that there's a problem, how is the problem going to be fixed? So basically, and I mean, it's not just the English speaking community. We have the same issues with the French speaking communities is, they don't even know we exist. So how can they use our services if they don't know that the services are there? We like to use the analogy of if someone's water heater breaks, do they already have a list of repairmen, or are they only quickly, once the water's all over the basement floor, trying to look through the phone book to find, or on the internet, to try to find someone to fix it when it's too late? Yeah. So we're trying to get the information out beforehand. And then that way, if something happens, they don't have to be stressed to find our information.
Yeah, it kind of eliminates that emotional stress that comes with everything.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Now, why do you think this is the case, though? Why do you think people, like you said, people are not aware that you exist, there's that. But why do you think people are reluctant to complain, I guess you could say? Like you said, you mentioned that the English population tends to complain amongst themselves rather than complaining to an actual institution or organization such as yourselves?
What I find is a lot of people don't think it's going to change anything. In a way, from what I've seen, is people are hesitant because, well, I already didn't get my service, so why should I complain if it's not going to change anything for me?
Yeah, like they see it as a hassle more than anything.
Exactly. Some people, what we like to tell them is we don't know what the commissioner has on file. So, for example, if someone is complaining about a doctor in a hospital or a certain social worker, we don't know if there's already been multiple complaints about said person or said service and that the commissioner is trying to compile something for a recommendation. So we really don't know behind the scenes what's happening to change the facilities. And we can't expect the change unless we do something.
So even though you're not witnessing it, there are probably little things going on behind the scenes, even though they might not be seeing it happening right in front of their eyes.
Mm-hmm. And we've had some, too, that have complained, for example, against a professional. And the professional knew at that instant that they did an action and then realized after they did the action that it wasn't right. And then once the person complains, they're able to apologize to that person.
Yes, exactly. So it allows people to take accountability as well.
Yes.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Angela, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to highlight that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, I think it's also important, given the time, now that we're doing the interview in March, it's around the time where some seniors should be getting their lease renewals. And like I said, we're really there to help with seniors in private seniors' residences certified by the CIUS with their lease issues. So if anyone has questions about the papers that they're receiving from the owner of or the manager of where they live. If they have questions about what to do, if this is a reasonable increase, are they allowed to do this, what are my options, they can reach out to us and we can help go over them. Like I said, for private seniors' residences, not a regular apartment, but really for the certified residences.
Yeah, really just to make sure that their lease is by the books and there's nothing that's kind of taking advantage of the person in that situation.
Yes.
Well, I guess my last thing for Angela, for you, would be to, if people are hearing this interview and, you know, and they want to make a complaint and they want to reach out to the CAP, how can they go about doing so?
Well, I'm going to give you two phone numbers because, like I said, we cover the whole Estuary region.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Outremaska and La Pomeraye are kind of on the border of Montérégie, which there's also a CAP Montérégie.
Yes.
So it really depends on where the user is calling from. Our regional number is 819-823-2047, but our toll-free number is 1-877-767-2227. And I also want to emphasize that if people just want information, they can still reach out to us and we can help them. And even if it's not our mandate, we can find the resources to help them and refer them elsewhere if that's the case, or help them if they're going through something.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Angela, again, for providing that information to our community out on this end of the townships. I'm sure people are going to be happy to hear that they have access to such a service. I really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. It's really a pleasure to get that information out there because I really, really want to help people and know that they're not alone if they're going through something like this.
Yeah, and that you provide bilingual services, which is extremely important.
Yes. So all our services are bilingual. You can even write, if you choose to write a letter, you can write it in English and we can help you with that. Across the board, we are bilingual.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Angela. I super appreciate it.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.